Hi.
Working hard?
The Voulet gossip tip line has pretty much become a Pascal tracker.
Does that mean Emily's dropped off the radar?
Yeah, she's yesterday's news. They'll never forget what she did to you.
To us. Emily lied to our entire family, Charlotte, including you.
You'd think she'd just leave town instead of staying here and making things harder for you.
Which is why we're going to return the favor and go after her friends.
We? I don't know, Daniel.
Look. You helped me figure out what Dad was up to. Now, we can put those skills to an even worthier cause.
Okay. But Jack isn't involved in all this. I want to keep it that way.
Fine. Porter's off the table. Okay, I'll see you later.
Former Hamptons Royal Stevie Grayson created her own drama at the opera by arriving on the arm of her secret son, local tavern owner Jack Porter.
It's a great photo, Gus.
You're not upset? I assumed you wanted it released on your own terms.
It was.
I told the photographer. I've seen how secrets are used as leverage, and considering you're about to own Grayson Manor, the last thing I wanted to do was give Conrad or Victoria any ammo. Still can't understand how you could be married to that monster.
Conrad wasn't always so terrible. We met on a blind date. He was so relaxed and charming. We ended up having such a great time. We went to the airport and took the first flight to anywhere.
You know, trying to picture him like that is nearly impossible.
No, it didn't last long, but he's not solely to blame.
You don't have to defend him.
I'm not, Jack. You've never seen me drunk. And thank God you never will.
All I said was the fortune teller is her favorite painting, and you had it designated on loan to her? I thought you knew Victoria better than to make grand gestures.